And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Over the weekend in Houston, thousands of cars waited in line for hours to get handouts of food. A few days earlier, the lines for food zigzagged across a parking lot in San Antonio. In a land of plenty, sights like these haven't been seen since the Great Depression. With so many Texans out of work due to COVID-19, the Texas Standard's Jill Ament reports Texas food banks are being pushed to the limit.
When stay-at-home orders were issued across Texas late last month, food banks knew they would play some sort of key role for those about to lose their jobs. Little did they know then how quickly their role would grow, seemingly overnight.
So we've never seen anything like it, and it's everywhere. It's hitting every single county of the state. It's hitting every single state in the nation. It's impacting communities everywhere.
That's Celia Cole. She's chief executive officer of Feeding Texas. She says the 21 Texas food banks her nonprofit helps run are seeing a whopping 88% rise in clients statewide. Her network of food banks was distributing 50% more food as of a week ago.
Food banks are doing what they do best, which is they're nimble, they're creative, they're able to shift resources quickly, and I'm really proud of the work that they're doing and how they're responding. But again, I'm hearing all over the state a concern that they could run out of food and not be able to keep up.
Those 21 food banks in Texas also work to serve a network of thousands of food pantries, soup kitchens, churches, and community centers that give food to those in need. But these smaller partners are running out of food. It's estimated some 30% have closed their doors.
West Texas is another example of a food bank that's been hard hit. They got doubly hit because they got hit by the crash in oil and gas prices at the same time. That's another area of the state that is very rural, with big distances between distribution sites, loss of agency partners, lots of volunteers dropping out.
Cole and her team have been trying to get federal or state aid to provide a lifeline for Texas food banks. Stimulus packages approved by the president back in late March cleared $72 million of emergency funding to go to Texas food banks during the COVID-19 pandemic. But that money isn't expected to be distributed until July.
We've been super panicked, and our community has been rallying, and lots of corporations and foundations and individuals all giving financially to help us close that gap.
That's Eric Cooper. He's the president of the San Antonio Food Bank. Cooper says his food bank, along with the West Texas, Houston, and North Texas food banks, put in requests for state aid in early April through Texas's Department of Emergency Management, or TDEM. Cooper says he requested up to $12 million in aid.
And together, we were just trying to inform the governor on really what was happening in Texas cities, and just the fact that Texans are not working. Many of them, their last paycheck dollars were being spent, and now these families don't have food.
Before the stay-at-home orders, San Antonio's food bank served about 60,000 people each week in 16 counties. Now, that number has doubled to 120,000 and includes many first-timers. Cooper says 70% of the people, like hotel workers who have been showing up, haven't had food assistance before. Cooper and several other food banks were told by the state late last week, instead of the money they were seeking, Texas will work to get 44 million pounds of food from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Cooper says he expects his food bank to get 12% of that food.
It's the extra 60,000 that we're feeding that this extra food will go a long way in making sure all 120,000 people we're feeding each week get access to some healthy food.
A state spokesperson told the Texas Standard that 44 million pounds won't come all at once. It's a 90-day projection of need for Texas food banks. FEMA limits state food bank requests to only a 30-day supply of food at a time. So for now, the state is seeking 14 million pounds to get food banks through the next month. Celia Cole with Feeding Texas says she's grateful for these requests for aid, but it's still not clear when the food will arrive at food banks and just how long it will last under this increased demand.
It's not going to meet all of the need, and we'll continue to push for additional food and resources to ensure that we can serve the people who need our help right now.
Meanwhile, Cole wants Texas to loosen some of its eligibility requirements under the State Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, Rachel Cooper is a senior policy analyst at the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says a major barrier for Texans trying to access SNAP benefits right now is their eligibility is still based on how much their car is worth or if they have a savings account. Cooper also thinks Texas families with children who typically receive free or reduced lunches at school should be given that money.
Congress authorized that every child who would normally get free or reduced school meals can now get the value of those meals put on a debit card, an EBT card, and sent to their families. You know, Texas hasn't gotten that piece figured out yet, and we're hoping that they move quickly to get that implemented.
State health officials say they're awaiting the U.S. Department of Agriculture to approve their plan to do just that. Celia Cole at Feeding Texas hopes these changes to food assistance programs in Texas comes soon, giving food banks some relief. Reporting in Austin, I'm Jill Ament for the Texas Standard.